my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that wonderful name, the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I greet you from the lovely nation of Canada, where God has allowed us to be for some time, getting a few things prepared and together, and in track with what God is doing. And so today, 1 John chapter 3, grab your Bibles. Got some nice coffee going here today. 1 John chapter 3. Get your word. Yes, don't just listen. Participate. You need to get active with this thing. All right, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. 1 John, not John, but 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth not hath not seen him, neither know him. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. All right. So, now. All right. For this reason, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, you and I, we walk with the Son of God. You and I walk with the righteous King. You and I walk with the Word that was made flesh, that came into this dark, fallen world, and was here for a purpose and accomplished something. For this reason, the word was manifest. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest. For this reason, Jesus shed his blood on the cross for you and redeemed you and bought you back and paid that price for you. For what? To destroy the works of the devil. So for us, look, verse 1, the world knows us not because they knew him not. They didn't know Jesus when he was here. They didn't understand who he was, what he was about. Even when Jesus was standing before Pilate, and Jesus was like, you know, hey, I testified to the truth. And Pilate's like, what's true? He didn't know truth because the truth was not in him. For us, the truth is in us. For us, we walk with the truth. For us, we are bought and paid for by the Son of God. We live and move and have our being in truth. We love the light. We come into the light because we've got nothing to hide. Look, every one of us messed up. Every one of us has sinned. We all know that. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So that's there. All right? You've messed up. I've messed up. Everybody's messed up. Let's move on. Let's move on into the light and allow God to do that work in us so that we can actually get about his purposes. You know what the devil wants to do? He wants to keep you in the darkness. He wants to keep you in shame and guilt and wrapped up wherever it was that you were and never coming into the light. Why? Because if you come into the light, you come into the fullness of who you are. You come into a place where you can receive that flow of God through your entire being and grow and become what God made you to be. You are no longer weak when you're in the light. You're no longer weak when you understand who you are. You're no longer compromised when you actually apply the Word of God to your life and live that truth. Rather, understand your reason and your purpose for being. Understand that, you know, right now, for us, we're going to be like Him. We're already in that process, actually. It's according to verse 2. You and I are already in that process. We're already going from glory to glory and from strength to strength. We're already being transformed in His image and His likeness. If you've been walking with Him, you've already begun a transformation process as God has taken you from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. You've already begun to go through that transformation process. And the degree to which you give your entire being over to Him is a degree to which that will take place in your own life, because God won't override your will, neither will the devil. You know, that's something that's incredible about the realm that we live in, that your free will is respected and your free will is honored by both light and dark. You can make a choice. You can make a decision. And you live with the eternal consequence of the choice and the decisions that you make. God would have you to make the decision for truth. The devil would have you to choose the lie. He would have you to compromise yourself, to go on a grease pole to hell. That's what he wants you to do. And he'll offer you some trinkets on the way down. But that's it. That's your eternal soul. That's your eternal soul. That's your eternal reason for being. You'll be stillborn when it comes to eternity. You'll never be born into what you were made to be. God, rather, offers truth, offers light, offers the reality. Look, the word that you have. If you actually did grab your Bibles when we said to, and you have it in your hand, that word is truth. Look, if you don't have a Bible, go on faithmix.com, go to Just Met Jesus. There's links to get free Bibles online, and you can read it there. Look, stop being lazy with your faith. Stop being passive. Stop sitting there just soaking things up. Start reading. Start praying. Start applying the promises of God. Would you rise up into who God has made you to be? Look, this is not the time for woe is me anymore. All right? You've been blessed by God to live in an amazing time. You've been blessed by God to live into an amazing reality. But you were born right into the middle of a full-on spiritual war that was heating up. It was already going before you got here. You're here, and you're in the middle of the fire that's going to continue to escalate through the very end. All right? So either you can crawl up into a ball and die, and the devil would happily take you out because he doesn't want children of the light and truth walking around on the earth, knowing who they are and applying the promises of God and fulfilling the will of God. He doesn't want that. So you can either roll up into a ball and die, or you can stand up on your feet, put your shoulders back, proclaim the truth that you are a child of the living God, raise up with the promises of God in your hand, the Word of God in your hand, the Spirit of God upon you, and move. Move. Get up. And move. Move with what God has done for you. Look, the victory was won at the cross. All right? The victory was already won at the cross. You were already set free at the cross. You were already given the victory at the cross. Jesus said, "It is finished." The price was paid. There's no demon in hell that can touch you. They can't. But you got to apply it. You got to remind them. Because you know why? Just like any enemy or any force that's been conquered, they still will want to test. They still will want to see. Do you really believe it? Do you really believe the promise of God for you? Do you really believe who you are? Do you even understand who you are? You know, there's times when people live in life and they don't know who they are. And because they fail to ever apply who they are and the positions that they have, they never receive the blessing or the benefit of that position. You are a child of the living God. You are a son and a daughter of the living God. You know him. He knows you. He called you. And you responded to his call. Because of that, walk in that. In Jesus' name right now, we do break every bondage, every demonic work over every life that would listen to this broadcast. We break it in Jesus' name. Devil, you have no hold over any one of us. We remind you that you were defeated at the cross. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus is there, covering us, washing us, cleansing us, buying us and purchasing us for the child of God. As a child of God, for the living God, for the Son of God, we belong to him. And we do not belong to you. We do not belong to your fallen, cursed world system. We do not belong to anything of yours. In Jesus' name, you're broken. Your power over any of our lives is broken. We cast you out of our bodies. We cast you out of our homes. We cast you out of our cities, out of our places of work. Rather, we release the Spirit of God through us, rivers of living water flowing through us into our lives, into our homes, into our families, in Jesus' name. Nothing, nothing of the devil welcome. Get out. Get out in Jesus' name. You need to walk in the power that God has given you. You need to receive the blessing that God has given you. You need to rise up in who God's made you to be. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop whining. You know, that's what the children of Israel did in the desert. Murmuring and complaining. And they died there. They died in a desert. Because they lived in a desert, murmuring and complaining. 40 years. They wandered around in circles. 40 years, back and forth, back and forth. Going in circles. You want to live like that? You know, Joshua and Caleb, when God took them, showed them the promised land, they said, yep, this is it. This is ours. This is what God's promised. We're ready. Let's go. And because they latched on with the, because they were part of the people, and everybody else didn't believe that promise, then God said, all right, it's not for you this generation. And Joshua and Caleb got stuck walking around with those guys for 40 years. But then when the time came, because they believed the promise of God, they went in to claim it. It just took them a long time. But that promise was still there, and they believed it, and it became a reality in their lives. But you know what? Every one of those people, that entire nation, could have had it then and there. Didn't have to go to their children. It was theirs. The promise of God is yours. It doesn't have to pass on to somebody else. You don't have to watch somebody else moving in the things of God and wonder what's up with you. No, the promise is for you. Promises for you and for your children. The promises for you and for your families. The promises for you in Jesus' name. Would you rise up in what God has called you to do? Would you begin to pray in power? Quit sniveling before God. Quit going before God and crying and weeping. And God told you, get up and move in what I gave you. You have everything you need. Everything that you need is right there. You already have it. You can already tell the devil, get out of your life. You can already tell the devil, go. In Jesus' name, go. Live in the name of Jesus. Walk in the name of Jesus. Do what he has told you to do. Instead of sniveling and crying and looking at your circumstance, look, you are not your circumstance. You are not your situation. You never were your situation. Look, one day you can be up, one day you can be down. That's why Paul talked about how he's learned the secret of contentment. He's learned to be abased and to abound. He's learned to be content in all situations. Why? Because he knew that he was not a product of his circumstances. You are not a product of your circumstances. Your circumstances are just your circumstances. You know who you are? You are a child of the living God. You know who you are? You're in the Word. The truth of the Word applied to your life, that's who you are. That's who you are. Would to God that you would just rise up in who you are this day. I want to get a mail from some of you guys saying yes. I want some of you guys to write in and say, yes, this is right. This is true. This is who I am. I want some of this. I want this to click in your spirit in Jesus' name. I want you to stop being weak and rise up in His strength, not your strength, not your strength, not your ability, not human ability, because the arm of flesh will fail you. But if you, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, rise up in Him. Put yourself at His feet. Say, Lord God, you do it, and I'm open. And let Him rise up through you. And then you move. Move with what He tells you. And kick the devil out of your life. Kick the devil out of your life. He's got no place. Clean up your homes. Clean up your lives. Clean up your families. Clean up your health. Clean up your computer. Clean up your mind. Shut that garbage off you've been watching. Get your place in your house in order and be ready. Be ready for what's to come. Because God needs you. He needs you to rise up into who you are. Why? Because it's already been done. It's already there. Why not apply it? Why not live the abundant life? Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He came that you might have life. So why aren't you living? He came that you might have an abundant life. Why aren't you living in that? Oh, the devil tried to do this to me. Oh, these people tried to do this to me. Okay, yeah, sure, fine. They're going to try to do that to you because they tried to do that to every child of God that's ever walked on the face of the earth. You think you're special? No. Every child of the living God that's ever walked on the face of this earth has been a target by the world system. Babylon, mother of harlots, in you is found all the blood of the prophets and the saints. So in that respect, hey, you're in good company. But also the difference is, are you moving in who God made you to be? Because you know what? Though they may target you, when you know who you are, you stand strong. Though they target you, if you know who you know the weapons of your warfare. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are powerful. For the tearing down of strongholds. Let's do this here. All right, let's go to this. Ephesians. Get there here. Ephesians. Some of you know where I'm going. You're already there ahead of me. Ephesians chapter 6. So we've already established that for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. All right? Well, you are in Him. In Him you live and move and have your being. Therefore, for this reason, you and I exist in the world right now to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy the devil's kingdom, to rip it down, to tear it apart, to expose it for what it is. We have been called, even the Titanic is going down, and we've been called to rip apart the deck before it sinks. The world and the world system's already going down. You and I are called to rip it apart on the way down. Look, you and I are already safe. You and I are already saved. You and I already have our souls are in His hand. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Neither height nor depth, angel nor demon, principality, power, nothing can take you away from the hand of the living God. All right? Get that straight. Therefore, you and I are still here. We're here on what? We're here on a mission. We're here as ambassadors for truth, for light, for the kingdom of God. We're here on a mission. We're here to also destroy the works of the devil. This is fun. It's fun to destroy the enemies of God. It's fun to let them know that there will where their place is. There is fulfillment that comes in destroying that which is at enmity with truth, to expose it for what it is. Ah, Ephesians chapter 6. All right. You know what? I'm just going to start from verse 1. I love this. All right. Chapter 1, or chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long in the earth, on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be a bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect to person with him. All right, so all of that basically saying that, look, God doesn't care who the person is. There's no respect to person with him. He looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Whatever position you are in life, whether you be a child, whether you be a parent, whether you be a servant or a master, wherever it is that you may be, do all things as unto the Lord. Glorify him. Respect the situation that you're in, but you do what you do is unto the Lord. All right? Okay, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not your might, his might. Put on the whole armor of God, verse 11, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known unto you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. So put on the whole armor of God. First, foremost, your fight is not against what you see. All right? Your fight is not against what you see in the natural realm. Your fight, your war, is against that which you cannot see in the natural realm. It is in the realm of the Spirit. And in the realm of the Spirit, there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of light, there's the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness is an enmity with everything that God has marked you to be. And you are going to have to fight. You're going to have to rise up. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know why? This is not some long-distance sniper thing. All right? You are in a full-on clash. You know, I used to wrestle back when I was in... back when I was in school, I did it for 3 years. And it's a tough sport. It's one of the most exhausting sports you can ever be in because you are full on clashing with somebody else. Every single fiber of your physical body is clashing with somebody else. And everything in you, and it's exhausting. And you have to train if you're going to wrestle. You can't just go in there. If you just go in there, you're going to just get knocked off. You're going to have to train. You're going to have to condition yourself. You're going to have to be ready. You're going to have to be prepared for that which you go into. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is the demonic structure, the demonic hierarchy, the way that the devil has set up his kingdom. That is what's at war with you and all the demonic forces that go with that. So what do? Therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Guess what? You're in the evil day right now. You are in the evil day. In case you didn't know it, you are in the evil day right now. So you better take the weapons of your warfare up, and you better stand strong, and you better fight. Having done all to stand. You know what that means? That means that after you've destroyed anything that the devil has put around you or sends at you, you stand strong, ready to do it again, and ready to move with whatever God tells you. Every place you go, you take ground. Every place that you go, you destroy the works of the devil. You don't whimper in a corner. You stand strong in truth. Having, therefore, verse 14, stand strong, therefore, or stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. All right. First and foremost, truth. Truth. Why do you start there? Because that's the foundation. That's the foundation. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. Truth. He is the cornerstone. Anybody that builds has to build on Him, otherwise the house falls. Truth. Truth is the foundation. Without truth, you got nothing. And why is it that your loins girt about with truth? Why is that the place? Well, for one, you know, get rid of the sexual sin. Because you know why? The sexual sin is a place where the devil will just chew up your life. That's why the world works so hard to get people engaged in sexual sin, is because they become very weak when they're engaged in sexual sin. There's huge gaping holes in them that the devil can see in the realm of spirit, and demons jump in and out of that person's life based on that. Did you know that? That's why the devil works to abuse people when they're younger. Abuse people when they're older. All these kind of things. Why? Because they try to find access points so that somebody later on in life can be accessed through that. You know what? All that stuff, whatever it is that has happened in your life, you can be set free from. Jesus Christ will set you free. He will redeem you. He will wash you clean. He will make you white as snow and brand new. But you got to come before Him. And you got to gird your loins about with truth. All right? That also takes a commitment in your own heart. Look, if you struggle with something, fine, you're struggling with it. Take that struggle before God. Because you know what He'll do with that? Is He will empower you by His Spirit to put to death anything in your life that keeps you from being who He has called you to be. So it's not going to be you doing it, it's going to be Him doing it through you. You just have to have your will set towards that and allow Him to do that. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, it's right standing with God that protects the core of who you are. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That is what we wear everywhere that we go. Every step that we walk, we carry that. Every step that we walk, that is what gives us authority. The good news, the Prince of Peace, that which we carry. People need that peace because they're so torn up. And everywhere that we go, every step that we take, every step of faith that we take in the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Faith, trust. You got to trust God. You got to trust His Word. You got to trust who He is and who He's called you to be. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, that means that no matter what the devil throws at you, you trust God, you believe Him, you believe His Word, and that Word stands between you and everything the devil would throw at you. That faith that you have in Him, that trust you have in Him, you hold up the promises of God, He will never let you down. Take the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation protects your head. Helmet of salvation protects your mind. Helmet of salvation. You have to know that God has saved you. God has redeemed you. God has brought you unto Himself. And your mind is protected. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the double-edged sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That word in your hand, that word that comes out of your mouth, that word that right now, this is it. This is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What I'm speaking to you, we're exercising that. That word in your hand, that word that comes out of your mouth, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, cuts apart everything of the devil. That's why you got to know this word. You got to know what's there and you got to apply it. Every time the devil brings anything after you've doused those fiery darts of the wicked with the faith and trust that you have, you counter and you attack. And you attack again and again and again with the word, which is the truth, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and you cut apart everything of the devil. You take back everything of the devil. You destroy every work of the devil. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest, that to destroy the works of the devil, well, you destroy the works of the devil with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You apply that word. You apply that truth. You apply the truth of the Bible, the truth of the Scriptures, and destroy it unapologetically. We take no quarter in this fight. There is no prisoners in this fight. There is no prisoners in this fight. The devil will not spare one of you. Neither do we spare any work of the devil. We destroy it in Jesus' name. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we do this for one another. We pray for one another. We rise up with what God has given us in Jesus' name. And right now, in Jesus' name, I pray that this goes into your spirit, into your heart, that this word roots inside of you so deep, and it grows and makes you powerful and strong in Jesus' name. Strong as the child of God that you were made to be. Strong as the warrior that God has called you to be in such a time as this. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, rise up. In Jesus' name, every demonic work around your life, go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Hey, we love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, you find us there. Talk to you soon.